Let's talk about our health. If you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about pain relief is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we're all searching for an effective way to relieve pain without side effects and addictions. Let me be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opioid crisis. You may even be affected personally. And that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned expert featured in national media as he unveils a natural pain reliever that has taken the world by storm. Yes, I'm talking about Conolidine, the 100% drug-free way to get full body pain relief without dangerous pills. As you read this, the Conolidine has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes. It's so powerful, it was even named the official pain reliever of the UFC, and those guys know a thing or two about managing pain. Now get this. Clint explains how Conolidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in no time. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. It's just like my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, neck, joints all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Conolidine doesn't make me feel the least bit groggy. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news, Conolidine has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. Hear me when I say this, Conolidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So whatever you do, make sure to click on the link below this video and check out Clint's amazing informative report on how Conolidine is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at one-tenth the cost of pain pills. Now here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can access the only Conolidine product in the world for less than a dollar per day. Clint has provided this private link until midnight tonight. You are days away from finally beating pain forever. Go to trykono.com/x22 now and see for yourself, or click the link in the description. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today, we have a returning guest, Bob Goodla. Bob is the creator and owner of TradeGeniusAcademy.com, and I am very happy to have him back on the X22 Report Spotlight. Bob, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here once again. And it's very interesting that every time I have you on here, things get crazier and crazier and crazier. I mean, right now, Biden, it seems that he is no longer running for the presidency, but he's still in office, maybe. And now we have Kamala, who's now running. So they did the old switcheroo. Do you think this is going to affect the economy? Do you think something's going to happen because of what they're doing here?
You know, I'll ask that question in a second. You know, this is the third election cycle that the Democrats didn't allow their people, their democratically, signed up people to have a say in who's president. Isn't that amazing? They are the epitome of authoritarianism. To answer your question, is that the betting markets still have a 2/3, 1/3 Trump over Kamala, and if that changes, the market will crash under her because, not only will we have bad policies, we have somebody who, I think it's pretty clear, doesn't really have a clue. You know, it's just amazing. Amazing to me, somebody who's a graduate of law school who can't put a sentence together.
Yeah.
You know, so, people are telling me all the time, oh, she's probably really smart. I said, smart people are able to articulate their ideas, and she's in the idea business. True. She's in the persuasion business. And if she can't do those things because she can't articulate a thought, and probably even her own thought, she can't even do it if they read it to her, and have her just regurgitate it. I think we're going to be in big trouble. I think countries are going to take advantage of us, and I think it's going to be a big problem. So, but the betting markets are saying that Trump's holding firm here at 66% chance of winning.
I think there's a major push because you could see Hollywood came out. You could see, all the people that were for Biden now, saying that he was healthy, everything's great. Now, all of a sudden, they just completely switched over to Kamala. I think as soon as the shine wears off, people are going to start to realize, wait a minute, nothing's changed. She's still the same person, still pushing the same agenda that Obama pushed on Biden, but it's actually worse. And I think you're right. I think the leaders of other countries and the people looking at the economy, they're going to start to realize that we're heading in a completely wrong direction here, and it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, look, Trump, you know, he's very clear what he wants to do, and the left's not really so much voting for Kamala. They're basically voting against them being exposed, and I think that's what we're seeing here. Look, the big losers in all this would be China, be Mexico, right? And it'll be the civil service, you know, the teachers unions, you know, all the people who've been basically parasitic to the United States are going to be exposed. All the people that, you know, the Epstein Island people, they got to be quaking in their boots, you know. And so it's going to be really interesting to see him, because he doesn't have to even enact any legislation to destroy them. He just simply has to use the power of the executive branch and just release information. So they absolutely are terrified.
And just recently we had Mt. Gox. They released a lot of, this is air quotes, stolen Bitcoin onto the market. And all of a sudden we saw Bitcoin all of a sudden drop. Do you think this was planned? Because it's very interesting. I mean, they've been holding this for quite a while, and then all of a sudden they decided to release it right now. You think this was planned?
You know, we talked about this yesterday, and you know, my partner Phil is, you know, he's been in Bitcoin from day one. He was a Bitcoin miner, and so he follows this stuff really closely. His view is that it's just because it's in Japan and it's the way the Japanese operate, and he goes, there's not that many coins to really affect the market more than a very short term blip. So whether their timing was to release it, Germany sold
Yeah.
$1 billion or $2 billion worth, and the market sucked it right in. So I think that you're going to see the same thing with Mt. Gox. The insiders are saying maybe 80% of them will hold. So only 20% of them are going to be into the market. And there's such a demand in these ETFs for Bitcoin that I think it'll get absorbed. And today I've been on with you for a little bit. You know, the market's getting, you know, slaughtered today, and Bitcoin's up, energy's up, and gold and silver miners are up. So it's telling me that that Bitcoin is now going into the safe haven camp.
Yeah, I don't think they were going to be able to bring it down. I think they want to just show volatility. Oh, look, it's very volatile. You don't want to go into it. I mean, that's been their whole thing. I don't think they can bring it down to, you know, zero, or, you know, get it down to 9,000. I don't think that's possible anymore.
No, they always do that, try to get it. And, you know, you bring up a point, though, because there's these new products out there from YieldMax, and they're high dividend constructs of the underlying. So, you know, BITO is a Bitcoin kind of proxy, and that, you know, kind of follows the price of Bitcoin. But then there's another product called YBIT, which follows BITO, and it's been paying out a dividend. I own this thing for a couple months now. It's paying out a dividend at over 80% annualized rate. Okay. And so these products are now coming out on the market. You know, MicroStrategy is 120%. Coinbase Kony is up 100%. And so we trade those, actually, at Trade Genius, and we put those trades out for people. So there's a ways which you can really leverage these moves. And we're still in the camp of that Bitcoin is still under-owned, and we see six figures in it before we get a more definitive pause, you know, with the economy slipping into recession.
What do you think about gold right now? I mean, gold has been holding steady. Do you think this is going to go away? Well, you just gave us a thumbs up, so I'm assuming that's gold is moving up. Explain.
Yeah, gold miners, silver miners, platinum miners. I think they're all now China. When the Shanghai market took over price discovery over New York and London, you notice those games are gone now. And so I think Bitcoin, gold and silver, platinum, palladium, they're all going to get a bid and maintain a bid. So you guys have to have some exposure to them. You know, you don't have to go crazy, but you need to have some exposure to gold and silver miners, and you're going to be happy. They're up today too.
Yeah. I mean, you said that Bitcoin most likely going to six figures. What do you think gold? I mean, I'm shocked. I never thought I'd see gold approaching 2,500 this soon, but here we are.
Yeah. I think gold over 3,000 for sure. and silver is going to probably make a, you know, an all, not, I want to say an all-time high, because I don't think it's going back to the $50 yet, but it's definitely going to exceed the price it was in 2010.
Do you think so, the ratio between gold and silver, do you think that will close?
Hopefully before I die. I've been waiting for that ratio to change for a long time, but they are running into deficits on silver right now. So, because it's used in industrial use too. So they're actually running a deficit stockpiles in silver. So yeah, so I see an acceleration. I own 2/3, 1/3 gold miners to silver miners. So, and if people are curious what I own, you know, Hecla for sure on the silver side, Fortuna I own, and then I own CDE, on the gold side. I like Hecla because it's a US based company. And, you know, around the world, when these prices start to go and economies start to falter, you're going to start seeing a lot of games in terms of trying to extract more royalties out of these miners. So you're going to have to pick the right miner.
Hmm. So just before you mentioned that we're either in a recession or approaching a recession, which one do you think we are? Do you think we're in a recession right now?
Yeah, look, they have different definitions than I do. So it's really simple. If the growth of your economy is less than the inflation rate, you're in a recession. Okay, if velocity is falling, you're in a recession. They can play all kinds of games. They can make it look like the economy is growing, but you're actually, you know, losing jobs and losing your standard of living. To me, that's the definition of recession. They try to hide it through inflation. GDP's up 2.5%. Well, inflation's up 4%. You're in a recession. Right. You see my point? So, yeah, I think we've been in a recession all year. And depending on what industry, you're in a depression, right? There's some areas that are doing fine. You know, I think, you know, in the areas where you live and where I live, there's still people spending, but you just push away from those centers and you know, people aren't doing so well. And if you can see it in the credit card usage ratios, and the credit card loan, credit card charge-off rates and delinquencies, auto delinquencies and charge-offs, you know, you're seeing it. People are really hurting. And so as a general rule, I think we're slip-sliding away, Dave.
Yeah, there was also something else with people who are delinquent on their mortgages. And one of the main reasons is because they've been laid off. They don't have a job right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when you and I were growing up, well, I'm probably much older than you are, but, you know, the rule of thumb was you needed to keep 6 months in savings. I mean, basically almost like in a checkbook, passbook savings to cover you between jobs. That's been gone. I mean, people literally lose their job and they're on the street starving in 90 days. You know, they have nothing. And the only reason why they're not on the street earlier is because they just simply refuse to pay the rent till they get kicked out, you know? So I think I worry, the most thing I worry about is when the stock market starts to falter, companies start to panic, they start laying off people to make their margins go up so they can look good to Wall Street. And then what they do is they basically, you know, kill their own golden goose, right? Because their customers are the ones buying it. You need a job and need money to keep buying them and purchasing the goods and services. And I think that's what's going to accelerate us into a longer term recession. And I think it's going to be more, it's going to be sharper than what people think, because we've been so used to everything getting papered over, but we're running into a political environment where, let's make an assumption that, you know, that Trump wins, the Democrats could still probably control the Senate to the extent, you know, and they're going to fight his agenda. If Kamala wins, the Democrats can't control the Senate because the veto, and then the House is likely to maintain Republican. And so her agenda will be stymied. And what you'll have here is you won't have the stimulation coming from government, additional government spending. And everything about this economy is on the margins, Dave. And so, you know, if you don't have that, it has to accelerate, because the debt's accelerating. So, you know, so you're going to get a problem here that I think 2025 is going to be pretty rough year, maybe even into 2026.
So, I mean, it seems like it's going to get very, very bumpy as we move forward here. Are your algorithms, are you preparing for the market, you know, moving up and down, and gold and Bitcoin and everything like that?
Yeah. So we've been, you know, Bitcoin's been a going to buy for us. We have bailout price numbers to get out on them, but we haven't hit those. So we've been in them and accumulating. And same with gold miners, silver miners, and in energy, we've been long energy, you know, throughout, and it's holding up well too. The area that we've been telling people to start accumulating is actually on the bond side. You know, start accumulating the long-term bonds like TLT. There's another ETF, I forget, by Vanguard, but I'm in TLT. And when the Fed lowers their interest rates for the first time, Dave, you're going to see bond yields fall and bond prices go up and equities are going to sell. So we're positioned for it. Our algorithms are screaming at us to stay the course. We still may have one more big bump higher in equities, you know, coming into August here. And then after that, you know, we have to kind of watch out. But if people want to trade with us, just go to tradelikeagenius.com. You know, we'll teach you how to trade. We throw trades out every day. We have access to these yield products, or these ETFs, Dave, that can even support you in a down market. And these yields are absolutely, they look too good to be true. And we've been watching them and trading them now for the past 4 or 5 months. And we understand why they perform the way they do. And you can actually hedge your positions in your portfolios with some of these products on the short side, which was never available before, so that you can not fear the bear market. And we'll teach you how to ratio the correct proportions on those. So check us out, tradelikeagenius.com. Last month, I have $200,000+ in these products. It generated a $13,000 dividend check for me. Okay. Wow. So they're out there and they're available. And as long as you believe in the Bitcoin story, there's Bitcoin products. If you're worried about the market crashing, they're inverse products. And then there's a whole bunch of them that are name brand companies that you can pick and choose as you want to pick up bigger dividends. If you're even trying to call right, which means, you know, call selling. So they're amazing, but check it out. We got great specials running, Dave, as we always do. I sent you a bunch of attaboys of people doing these trades last month. So if your listeners want to check those out and come check us out, I think you'll like it. And what we charge for the service is nothing compared to what you get out of it.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. You mentioned the Fed doing a rate cut, and it looks like they're going to probably do one around September. But what's very interesting is that Trump, he is out there and he said, listen, don't do the rate cut. It's going to be a big mistake. What's your take on that?
Well, once you do the rate cut, that signals to the market to start selling the stock market off. And and some people go safe haven. So I'm not sure what his issue is. He understands it completely. You know, falling rates means falling economy, right? So, and right now, you know, he probably wants to, you know, a lot of people are getting really rich on 5% money, right? You know, if you have $10 million in the bank, you don't have to even be exposed to the stock market, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you're making $500,000 a year and the state's not getting any of it, you know? So a lot of people could just go to ground on that. But I think he's ultimately wrong. Interest rates actually need to be zero. Okay. Because we just have too much debt. We just can't manage it. So if the market keeps selling by the Fed meeting next week, you know, they're you know, people are calling for maybe even a July cut. If we stop the selling, looks like September's in the bag. But if they hold off in September, then I think the recession is going to get worse and worse because people just can't manage it anymore. You know, every time these companies now are renewing their credit lines, you know, they're going from 1.5% or 2% interest rates to 7% and 8% on their credit lines. That means, you know, they can't borrow as much, right? Or they're not going to qualify for as much, or even they may even get clawbacks, you know, demand on their loan, you know, and which is, you know, catastrophic for businesses. So I think there's a big problem here. And, you know, this is a mess that we made, but they need to drive these interest rates down to zero. They need to put a cap on spending and the rest of Trump's policies. I like, you know, that he's going to bring jobs back in from outside the country. It'll cause a little bit of inflation because actually get wage inflation because you can't arbitrage labor around the world. And he's also going to shift the tax burden onto those tariffs versus and defund the, uh, you know, the IRS and some of these other enforcement agencies that are really being used for politics instead of for generating income for the country.
So do you still think that we're going to see a market downturn close to the presidential election?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Doesn't matter who gets in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually normal. How extensive it is going to depend on who gets in. If it's Kamala, it's going to be worse than for Trump.
So you mentioned the tariffs, and Trump said, listen, we can fund the government, we can fund everything. Actually, he referred back to McKinley at the time where he had tariffs, and I guess back then there was so much money they didn't know what to do with it. And I think he wants to follow the same exact thing. So with the tariffs in place, do you think we're going to be going back to the Constitution where we're going to be going back to sound money?
I think... They'd have to do it, you know, it's basically they have to do the methadone treatment, right? Mm-hmm. You can't cold turkey it or the country would melt down in a heartbeat. Everything would grind to a halt. But I think after the Civil War till the 1900s, we actually was the golden age for America in terms of GDP growth and the prosperity of the people. We had negative inflation. We had slight deflation of prices of goods and services, you know, because the government wasn't creating inflation through debt. And so I think he sees that. It's intuitive. It's going to be a little bit harder because they didn't have social programs when McKinley was in either. So if he can get it halfway there, it would be considered a massive victory. But yeah, I think tariffs are the way to go. People are really angry about it in corporate America because they're using arbitraging, labor. And look, I lean that way my whole life, you know, that I think unions are too strong and blah, blah, blah. But it also, they took it to the extreme where they just hollowed out the entire country, you know, and they basically, they were grasshoppers on the field of wheat and they've left nothing. And I think Trump's trying to restore some balance there. So I support it. We'll just have to see how it goes.
I mean, right now we know that Trump, he did like a 180. He's all for Bitcoin. He's going to speak at the Bitcoin convention. And do you think with the tariffs, do you think he'll accept payment in Bitcoin?
I don't know. You know, I think somebody gave him religion and explained to him the ultimate effect here. I personally think Bitcoin is going to save the U.S. dollar. So
how's that?
There's so many different ways in which you can use the Bitcoin or the tether and to absorb some of the debt that we have to create. Bitcoin can backstop the dollar. And I think that was the plan all along. As the price of Bitcoin goes up, I think the government owns Satoshi's coins, to be honest with you. I think those QR codes are sitting in Fort Knox. I think you'll see that as a side-by-side to the dollar at some point. Something has to replace the reserve currency. There's no other country in the world that can actually replace the United States. And so a decentralized digital currency might be the way to go. And it can be tied to the dollar or the dollar tied to it. And I think that might be the ultimate plan here. But at any rate, I think our government pays lip service to when they say they're not for it. I think they absolutely want it. You know, China and Russia have not accepted it because I think they understand that too. And they don't want to get caught in another trap by the United States.
So do you think people in this country would be able to use either the dollar or Bitcoin to transact business?
Yeah, you could do it now. You know, I mean, within Coinbase, you know, you basically are not going in and out of the dollar when you're transacting different coins. You're using Tether. So I think, more and more states are adopting Bitcoin as a legitimate payment scheme. Phil, my partner, I mentioned earlier in the show, but he's saying that they could create transaction layers over top of Bitcoin. So I think eventually, because people are going to hold Bitcoin as a store of value. I think it's less of a currency than a store of value. And they're just going to have some, I don't know, side chains or whatever to be able to enact transactions. So I'm very bullish Bitcoin. I'm not astronomically, you know, it's going to a billion, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. But I think Bitcoin is here to stay, has value, and people should own some of it.
I agree. Hey, Bob, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. Again, if people wanted to join your trading system, where should they go?
TradeLikeAGenius.com. Take advantage of the specials to Saturday. The markets are going to provide us with incredible opportunities, regardless of if it goes up or down, and we'll help you monetize those opportunities.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. Bob, once again, thank you for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You too, Dave. Thank you.